Good morning.
大家早晨。
My name is Caleb, and I'm the student minister here at Golden Gate.
大家好，我是 Caleb, 是金门教会英语的青年事工主任。
I've been here now for over 2 years, and it feels like a long time already. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
在金门教会已经两年了，但是好像过了很久一样，不知道这个好事还是坏事。
I think it's a good thing.
应该都是好事来的。
Because I'm filling up, I feel like I'm filling up my time with a lot of things here.
我觉得在这里其实是好事，因为在这里真的有很多东西可以帮忙。
When Pastor Helen asked me to come and speak, I asked her what topic might be a good topic for me to talk about.
当赵牧师邀请我过来广东崇拜分享的时候，我都问一下，咦，我有什么可以跟大家分享呢？
And she told me that you guys were going through a series on discipleship.
咁咧，节目师又提到系，我哋有作主门徒三人行。
And I just wanted to share with you a passage that really affected me when I was trying to figure out whether I was going to be a disciple of Jesus or not.
咁今日会同大家分享一段经文，而呢段经文咧，对我自己系咪立志作主门徒咧，俾我有好大嘅帮助。
So, If you guys can open your Bibles to Luke 14:24, or maybe even your bulletins, I think it might be in there.
请大家同我一起翻开路加福音第十四章，经文咧都可能已经喺大家今日嘅星期日周刊上边噶啦。
Can you feed them in?
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it in Cantonese.
And Connie will read it in Cantonese.
好，如果大家可以同我一起打开路加福音第十四章25-26节。25-33. 若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的生命，就不能作我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能作我的门徒。你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下计算花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下着粮，能用一万兵去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的吗？32节，若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和适的条款。这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能作我的门徒。
All right, thank you. You guys sound wonderful.
觉得太好了。
So in the business world, there's something called a cost-benefit analysis.
在这个商业的社会里面，我们都清楚有一个叫做成本或者是利益的这个关系。
So when you decide that you want to start a business or to start an investment, you try to figure out what the benefit of the project or the investment is.
咁如果我哋真系做生意嘅时候，我谂我哋通常都会计算一下我哋嘅成本同埋所赚嘅系唔系成正比喎。
But many companies also try to find out what the cost of the project is also.
咁当然啦，好多公司都喺佢投资项目上面都计算下究竟系唔系花费得过。
And if the cost is bigger than the benefit, usually you don't go with the project or with the investment.
咁如果成本係比利益高嘅話，或者佢都唔想投資啦。
And even if the benefit is only a really small benefit, many companies will not go ahead with a project or an investment.
又或者真係所賺翻嚟嘅利益係真係有，不過太少啦，我估呢啲公司都唔想去投資嘅。
When you actually do a lot of cost-benefit analysis in your life.
其实在我们生活里面，我们很多时候都在做这样的计算。
When you buy a house or a car, you figure out how much the house or car costs.
无论我们是买屋或者我们买车，我们通常都计算一下那个得和失。
And then you also try to figure out what the benefit of it is.
咁我哋又諗下，究竟我哋可以喺當中有幾多益處咧？
Is the benefit bigger than the cost?
係咪嗰個利益多過成本咧？
Then you'll get the car or you'll get the house.
咁咧，你就會諗下係咪要買呢架車或者買間屋啦？
When you go to a restaurant, don't you check the price of the food before you start ordering the food?
咦，咁樣你去食嘢嘅時候係咪都會睇下個價錢牌先嘅咧？
And then don't you try to figure out whether the benefit of eating this food is worth the cost?
咁我哋都會睇下係唔係俾呢個價錢係值得我哋去食嗰個餐喎。
So this cost benefit analysis, you do this every day.
所以其實呢一種嘅得同埋失咁樣嘅計算，我哋日日都做嘅。
And did you know that Jesus did this too?
其實耶穌同我哋都係一樣。
Jesus did a cost benefit analysis of the gospel.
耶穌喺佢傳福音嘅上面同樣都睇過，都計過得同埋失嘅。
If you wanted to become Jesus' disciple, then there were costs.
如果我哋要成為主嘅門徒嘅話，我哋同樣都有代價。
And there were benefits.
同樣亦都有利益。
So if you want to be Jesus' disciple, there are some costs to being Jesus' disciple, and there are some benefits to being Jesus' disciple.
當我哋要考量係咪要作主門徒嘅時候，我諗我哋同樣都計算究竟我哋係得嘅多定係失嘅多。
And whenever I hear someone talk about sharing the gospel or sharing about Jesus, I usually only hear about the benefits.
但當我聽人哋分享耶穌基督福音嘅時候，好似我聽到大家講嘅都係信耶穌嘅好處比較多喎。
So many of the benefits that I hear usually are if you follow Jesus, then you'll be saved from your sins.
咁通常我哋聽到話信耶穌有咩好處呢？就係信耶穌嘅話，你嘅罪會被赦免咯。
If you follow Jesus, you'll have a right relationship with God.
咁當我哋接受耶穌嘅時候，我哋同上帝有一個和好如初嘅關係啦。
And if you follow Jesus, you'll enter into heaven.
咁當然啦，信耶穌，天堂嘅門又為我哋打開啦。
Now those are some really good benefits.
啊，呢個真係非常好嘅一啲好處嚟嘅。
And when people share the gospel, a lot of times they only share the benefits.
咁所以當我哋要分享福音嘅時候，大多數咧我哋都講福音好嘅地方。
And many times they don't share the cost of what it means to follow Jesus.
但係我哋通常都少講嘅就係話跟隨耶穌其實係要付代價嘅。
Now if you heard that presentation, then you would think that it's a too good to be true deal.
咁我有陣時再聽起上嚟就覺得哇好到我都覺得應該唔會係真嘅。
I get to be forgiven of my sins.
係咪真㗎？我信耶穌，我嘅罪會被赦免。
I get to have a right relationship with God.
我同上帝嘅關係可以和好如初。
And I get to go to heaven.
仲有天堂嘅門為我打開。
And all I have to do is believe.
唯一我要做嘅就係信，就係咁簡單。
That if that's the only cost is believing, then the benefit is really, really high.
如果信就係嗰個代價嘅話，哇！咁我嘅好處真係非常非常嘅高喎。
Let me tell you that.Jesus presented a much higher cost than we usually present.
但係其實耶穌基督俾我哋睇到佢所付嘅代價係高過我哋能夠想象嘅。
In this passage, Jesus makes it very, very clear that anyone who wants to be his disciple needs to know the cost of following him.
耶穌喺路加福音話俾我哋知道，每一個要跟隨耶穌嘅人都要付上代價。
Yes, you need to know the benefits of following Jesus, but you also need to know the cost.
係啊，我哋都需要知道跟隨耶穌嘅祝福同埋好處，但係同樣我哋都需要知道跟隨耶穌嘅代價。
In Luke chapter 2,
喺路加福音第二章咧。
Can I get the next slide? This is work.
好，我哋嘅 PowerPoint 請 Vincent 幫我哋跟順一下。
Okay, awesome.And the next, thank you. Actually, the previous one, sorry.
Are you going to Matthew 10 or?
No, the previous one. There you go, okay. Back. And back one more. Thank you,
That's
perfect.
Luke 14?
Yes, Luke 14.
Luke 14, okay.
Can you, this is the passage that you guys just read.
剛才我們所讀的就是路加福音第25章,
And Jesus, 84章。Jesus is using some very strong language that needs a little bit of background.
咁耶穌咧用咗一個比較語氣重啲嘅説話咧嚟到去講一講嗰個背景。
Now there were large crowds wherever Jesus went, following Jesus.
咁有好多人咧就跟住耶穌喎。
And these crowds of people were probably following Jesus because they thought that he was the Messiah.
咁呢啲群眾跟住耶穌嘅時候，咁就覺得或者耶穌真係嗰個救世者咧。
And the Messiah was a chosen one from God that they were waiting for.
咁而呢位尼賽亞就係上帝所揀選嗰一位喎。
And they believed that this Messiah was going to be a strong political figure who would free the Jewish people from Roman control.
咁呢啲群眾咧都覺得耶穌應該係嗰個會俾以色列人有真正政治上面自由嘅嗰一位人物。
And Jesus knew that the crowds wanted him to be the next big political figure.
咁當然耶穌心裏邊都知道呢啲人心裏邊諗啲咩啦。
They wanted him to, you know, carry the sword and lead them into battle and be their king.
所以喺呢啲群眾嘅心裏邊，耶穌就好似攞住把劍要幫佢哋殺出重圍嘅嗰個大人物。
But Jesus wanted to know that let them know that his purpose was very different from that.
但係耶穌想話俾群眾知道，佢嚟世界上面有一個唔同嘅目的。
Jesus was telling them, if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, then there are certain things that you have to realize.
但耶穌想話俾佢哋知道，假如你要跟從我嘅話，有一啲事情你確實需要知道。
Here's what it means to be my disciple. Verse 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
耶穌就同呢啲群眾講喺26節嗰度話：，假如你要作我嘅門徒嘅時候，人到我這裏來，若不愛我勝過愛自己的父母、妻子、兒女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能作我的門徒。
Now the people following Jesus would have thought this was a little bit crazy.
咁跟從耶穌嘅呢啲群眾可能覺得話呢個真係好難接受喎。
Because even in Jewish culture, you were supposed to honor your mom and dad.
因為喺猶太嘅民族裏邊，我哋係要孝順、尊敬我哋父母噶嘛。
So when Jesus said this, it might have sounded a little bit different, a weird.
所以耶穌咁樣講嘅時候，啲群眾心裏邊就真係令到佢哋好難堪啦。
And when I first read this Bible verse, I thought it was a little bit weird.
當我自己睇嘅時候咧，我都覺得呢段聖經都好似怪怪地喎。
Jesus doesn't actually mean to stop loving your mom and dad.
但耶穌嘅原意唔係真係話俾你知唔愛你嘅父母，唔係咁嘅意思。
In the English translation, it even tells you to hate them.
如果大家有英文嘅譯本嘅話，佢甚至乎講要恨你嘅父母。
But there are way too many verses about honoring your mother and father, and loving your family and helping your family that I don't think this is what Jesus means.
當然啦，我哋都知道有好多唔同嘅方面，點樣去孝順父母同埋尊敬父母。但喺呢度，耶穌應該唔係同我哋講要恨我哋嘅父母。
So the actual meaning of this verse, I don't think should be taken as actually wanting to hate your mom and mother and father, or actually stop loving them. I don't think that's the case.
所以當我哋讀呢個聖經節26節嘅時候咧，大家唔好誤會，就以為耶穌同我哋講要憎恨我哋嘅父母。
In Matthew 10, it shows us a parallel meaning. It says, For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be members of his own household, and anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
在另外一個聖經裏面，馬太福音在第十章，如果大家你可以揀的話，或者我讀給你聽，馬太福音第十章35-37節那裡是這樣說的，因為我來是叫人與父親生疏，女兒與母親生疏，媳婦與婆婆生疏，人的仇敵就是自己家裡的人，愛父母過於愛我的，不配作我的門徒，爱儿女过于爱我的，不配作我的门徒。
Now it almost sounds like Jesus is bringing disunity into the families.
好似耶稣要令到我哋家庭唔融合咁样。
It says family members are going to be against each other.
佢讲到家庭里边每一个成员都系彼此生疏、彼此敌对嘅。
And why would family members be against each other?
咁点解屋企人唔会大家彼此敌对咧
？Because some of the family members will start following Jesus.And some of the family members will not follow Jesus.
可能係因為我哋屋企嘅屋企人裏邊有啲人信咗耶穌，有啲咧就未接受耶穌。
Some children will follow Jesus, and some parents will not.
有一啲嘅小朋友佢哋信咗耶穌，或者佢哋嘅父母係未信耶穌嘅。
Some spouses will follow Jesus, and the other spouse will not.
咁你嘅配偶信咗耶稣，但系你咧就未信耶稣嘅。
Some parents will follow Jesus, and maybe their children will not follow Jesus.
咁有啲嘅家长佢哋相信耶稣，但系佢哋嘅仔女咧亦都唔相信耶稣。
I think this is what Jesus is talking about here in this Bible verse.
我相信马太福音第十章里边讲到嘅就系一个咁样嘅矛盾。
Following Jesus causes a conflict of priorities.
有阵时我哋信耶稣嘅里边，喺我哋要讲先后次序嘅当中，系真系会有啲唔同嘅。
Jesus is saying that he deserves the greatest love.
耶稣基督话，我哋嘅爱系需要比佢多过其他嘅事情。
A greater love than even the love that you give your mother and your father and your children.
耶稣讲到就话，我哋对耶稣嘅爱系要多过我哋对父母嘅爱。
And because we love Jesus more than our mother and father and our children, it confuses them if they are not followers.
所以当我哋话爱耶稣多过爱父母嘅时候，就令到身边嘅人听起嚟就觉得好混淆啦。
And that's why some family members will be against each other because of different priorities in love.
所以难怪我哋屋企人当中要分享信仰，或者我哋喺信仰嘅当中遇到好多呢啲冲击。
So my first point is actually disciples of Jesus love him more than their earthly relationships.
所以我哋就第一点就系讲到，我哋爱耶稣系要多过爱我哋嘅其他嘅关系。
Right here.Disciples of Jesus.
爱主胜过与家人朋友的关系。
So, this doesn't mean that we disown our family members.
这个其实讲不是说我们要不尊敬我们的家人。
But our first priority is to please God.
但是我们的首要原来是要讨上帝的喜悦。
Now, if we can please God and our family members, then great, both of us are happy.
当然当如果我们能够讨上帝喜悦，同时又令爸爸妈妈开心的，当然是最好的。
But that won't always happen.
但是这个不是真的这样发生的。
So one of the possible costs of following Jesus is that your family and friends may not like it.
所以有时候我们都会看到一个代价，或者一个问题，就是说我们的家人或者我们的朋友不是太喜欢我们相信耶稣。
Because you love Jesus more than them.
因为我们爱主多过爱他们。
They may not like it that you're following Jesus.
所以对于你要信耶稣，你要成为基督徒，他就不太同意了。
And family pressure and peer pressure are one of the most influential things in our lives.
所以当我们信了主之后，我们朋友给我们的压力，家人给我们的压力，都成为我们的困扰。
And Jesus probably knew that and told the people following him, hey, if you can't even follow me in the midst of these family pressures, then you're not worthy of being my disciple.
所以耶稣都咁样同你讲，同我哋讲，假如我哋信咗耶稣之后，我哋唔能够胜过呢啲压力嘅时候，我哋系好难跟从主嘅。
Did you know that Jesus also suffered or also experienced this pressure from his family?
其实大家有冇想过，耶稣基督自己同样都承受屋企人俾佢嘅压力？
It says here in Mark chapter 3, a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And he answered them, Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, Here are my mother and brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my mother, my brother and sister and mother.
在马可福音第三章记载过这样的事情，在第32到35节。有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说：看啊，你母亲和你弟兄在外面找你。耶稣回答说：谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？就四面观看那周围坐着的人说：看啊，我的弟兄。凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Jesus' mother and brothers were there to do something.
其实耶稣的家人就是在那里了。
And they were there because the religious leaders did not like what Jesus was teaching.
他们在那里是因为当时犹太的社会，这些宗教的领袖不喜欢耶稣教导天国的福音。
So they told Jesus' mother and brothers, hey, we don't like what your son is teaching. You need to go get him and correct him.
所以这些宗教的领袖就跟耶稣的妈妈和他的兄弟说，喂，你的家人在那里讲这些东西，麻烦你带他走吧。
And then Jesus' disciple says, Hey, Jesus, your mother and your brothers are here. They're here to take you away.
所以呢啲門徒就係話咧：，耶穌，你嘅屋企人嚟咗啦，佢哋要帶你走啊。
And then Jesus asks, "Who's my mother and who's my brother?"
所以耶穌就問：邊個係我嘅母親？邊個係我嘅兄弟啊
？And then he looks around the people sitting around him. These are my mother and my brothers and my sisters.
耶穌就對住周圍嘅人就講：嗱，呢啲就係我嘅母親，呢啲就係我嘅兄弟啦。
Now this is not to say that Jesus disrespected his family.
但係大家唔好誤會喎，唔係耶穌喺呢度落佢哋屋企人嘅面。
Jesus is trying to tell you that there's something bigger and more important than just your physical family.
但耶穌只係想指出，有一啲事情係比我哋屋企人更加重要嘅。
There's a spiritual family.
呢個就係喺主內屬靈嘅弟兄姊妹。
And I think Jesus is saying that spiritual family is even more important.
或者我認為耶穌講嘅就係原來我哋喺教會裏邊喺屬靈裏邊嘅弟兄姊妹係更加重要嘅。
Because that's the family that you will spend the rest of eternity with.
因為我相信就係因為我哋屬靈嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋同佢哋永遠會喺神嘅國裏邊。
One of my youth who comes on Friday night, he told me that both of his parents are Buddhists.
有一個學生佢係星期五嚟團契嘅，佢話俾我知道佢嘅爸爸媽媽都係信佛嘅。
He's a Christian, but he faces a lot of opposition from his family.
咁呢個學生就係話，其實我信咗主嘅，但係因為我嘅爸爸媽媽未信，所以好多時咧佢都承受屋企人俾佢嘅壓力。
And many of his friends make fun of him also.
咁佢嘅朋友同樣都嘲笑佢啦。
And he told me about times when his friends would wonder why he's so stupid to be a Christian.
有啲人就笑佢啦，點解咁笨啊，走去信耶穌嘅？
And he even told me of a time when his parents and his relatives talked about how foolish it was to become a Christian.
甚至乎嗰個學生嘅親戚朋友都話：點解信耶穌咁笨嘅，做啲咁嘅事
？And they told him that if he really loved his family, he should carry on the family tradition and the family religion.
呢啲親戚朋友就話：假如你真係愛你屋企嘅時候，你應該繼承屋企嘅傳統啊。
And this is an example. I brought this Bible verse up to him, and this is an example of.Family tensions that will come up when one follows Jesus and the other doesn't.
So I 就同佢分享头先我哋所读嘅经文，系啊，喺我哋信耶稣嘅里边，我哋真系会遇见好多屋企人俾我哋嘅压力。
And in this congregation, I wouldn't be surprised if some of your family members or friends do not follow Jesus.
So 喺我哋嘅教会当中，我都觉得呢啲事情同样都会发生喺你同我嘅身上。
For some of you, maybe your parents support your Christian faith.
或者喺我哋当中，我哋嘅父母系好同意、好中意我哋去教会信耶稣嘅。
Maybe your spouse supports your Christian faith.
又或者你嘅伴侣系好支持你去教会，你去认识上帝。
But maybe there's others in your family that really oppose it.
但系可能有一啲佢哋家庭里边俾佢哋有好大嘅敌对。
And how are you supposed to respond?
如果咁样嘅时候，我哋应该点样回应咧？
Disciples of Jesus love him more than their earthly relationships.
作主嘅门徒，我哋系要爱上帝多过爱我哋屋企人嘅关系。
I want to make it very clear that I'm not trying to tell you to be disrespectful to your family members.
咁咧，容许我再讲多一次，我嘅建议，我嘅想法唔系叫大家去唔尊重你嘅屋企人。
We pray for our unbelieving family members.
其实我哋成日都为我哋屋企人祈祷噶嘛。
My point is that when you follow Jesus, you're part of a new family that takes higher priority than your physical family.
但我想讲嘅就系话，当我哋认识耶稣、跟从耶稣嘅时候，喺属灵里边嘅生活就系我哋生命里边嘅首要啦。
So, okay. My next point, it says in Luke chapter 14:27, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
路加福音第十四章嗰度话，如果有人跟随我而唔背起十字架嘅话，佢亦都唔配做我嘅门徒。
And the next point is number two, disciples of Jesus are willing to suffer for Jesus.
主嘅门徒系愿意为主耶稣受苦。
When we talk about the cross today, we think of Jesus.
当我哋讲到十字架嘅时候，我哋就想到耶稣基督。
But in the story, Jesus hasn't died yet on the cross.
但系喺我哋睇嘅圣经入边，喺新约里边，耶稣仲未上十字架噶噃。
So what does Jesus mean when by carrying your cross when he hasn't even died on the cross yet？
但系耶稣所讲嘅系啲咩咧？佢叫我哋背起十字架，但系耶稣佢都未上十字架。
What would the disciples have thought about when Jesus said, carry your own cross?
当耶稣同门徒讲你要背起你嘅十字架跟从我，咁唔知道门徒心里边谂起啲咩咧
？So the closest equivalent to the cross today might be our electric chair.
Electric chair. Oh, okay. Oh, so 我哋谂紧哦，今日背起十字架系咩咧？可能你要坐电椅啦。
So Jesus, if you translate it today, it might be Jesus is saying, take up your own electric chair.
所以今日系咪就话攞起你嘅十字架就等于孭住你张电椅咧？
And Jesus is saying that if you don't carry your own electric chair, then you can't be my disciple.
咁系唔系耶稣话，如果你唔孭住，你唔拎起你嘅电椅，你就唔可以跟从我啦。
And it's weird that Jesus would use this kind of analogy to characterize his disciples.
我哋都好难想象耶稣用呢个比喻嚟到教导门徒作主门徒嘅主题喺边度。
The cross was a form of punishment for criminals.
其实十字架就是一个在罗马政府一个酷刑来的。
The electric chair is a punishment for criminals.
而当然在今天的社会电椅都是这种惩罚囚犯的用具。
So is Jesus telling us to commit crimes so that we can carry our cross and our electric chair?
难道耶稣叫我们今天去犯罪？
That's not the case at all.
应该不会的。
When Jesus talks about carrying your cross, he's talking about your willingness to suffer.
当耶稣叫我们背起十字架跟从主的时候，耶稣是跟我们说，我们要愿意为主受苦。
He's talking about your willingness to be humiliated.
他说着我们那种甘心顺服为主受苦。
He's talking about your willingness to lose your reputation.
他说到我们甘心将我们的自我尊严都放低。
All because you're following him.
是完全都是因为我们忠心的跟随上帝。
Carrying a cross means that many, many other people may not understand your Christian beliefs.
当我们讲到背起十字架跟随主的时候，我们身边的朋友可能都不太清楚是什么意思。
It might mean that you'll be disgraced or shamed in front of your friends or relatives.
是不是就是说我们拿起十字架就等于我们的价值就一直的被低下呢？
There will be social pressure that comes against Christians for being Jesus' disciple.
可能我们还有其他社会上面给我们的压力，作主门徒真的不是一件容易的事。
There's a possibility of being tortured and killed for your faith.
为主受苦还包括可能为着主耶稣基督的缘故你被迫害。
Maybe not in the United States, but in other countries, for sure.
或者你可能被赶离这个地方，不再住在这里。
Disciples of Jesus are willing to suffer for him.
我们看到主的门徒愿意为上帝受苦。
Luke 26, it says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and then it says here, yes, even his own life.
26节这里再讲，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
What does Jesus mean by hating your own life?
咩叫做连自己生命都可以舍去啊
？He's not talking about having low esteem, low self-esteem.
唔系同我哋讲要将我哋自信心完全嘅践踏。
Hating your own life means to deny yourself of your own selfish desires and your own pleasures.
唔珍惜自己嘅生命，践踏自己，系咪真系咁嘅意思咧
？But I believe that there is a fuller meaning of hating your own life, and that's found in Revelation 12.
但系耶稣讲要。放低自己的生命，应该还有第二个解释的。在Revelation?
Revelation 12.
在启示录第十二章那里呢，给我们有一些的解答。
And it says about this about Christians. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
启示录这里说，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
The disciples of Jesus were willing to physically lose their lives.
原来作主的门徒，他们是愿意牺牲自己的生命。
And I believe that's what Jesus was talking about.
我相信耶稣是指这个意思。
So my third point is that disciples of Jesus are willing to give up their earthly lives.
跟着想跟大家分享的就是作主门徒是愿意为主牺牲生命。
I'm talking about physically dying.
我讲的是我们真的性命都要舍去。
There were many people in the Bible who died for their faith.
在圣经里面我们看到有很多人为着信仰他们牺牲他的生命。
John the Baptist.
譬如说施洗约翰。
Stephen.
仲有使提反,
James,
仲有雅各,
and Jesus,
仲有耶稣佢自己。
And I've already thought about what I would do if I was being tortured and killed for my faith. I already thought about that.
其实我都有想过，我会不会为我的信仰，我甘心愿意被迫害、被虐待呢？
And I've decided that if I was tortured and killed, or if I was tortured and killed for my faith, that I would die for Jesus.
如果我真的去到这个地步，我要为主耶稣的缘故被虐待致死的话，我是甘愿的。
Have you thought about it?
不知道大家你有没有想过这些事情呢？
Have you thought about if you were to suffer physically for the name of Jesus, could you do it?
你有没有想过你都会为主的名牺牲，为主的名受羞辱啊？
And these are the costs of following Jesus.
这个是跟随主耶稣门徒的代价。
So the first one was, disciples of Jesus love him more than their earthly relationships.
第一个就是说，主耶稣基督的门徒爱主胜过爱其他地上的人。
Disciples of Jesus are willing to suffer for him.
第二点就是说，主的门徒愿意为主受苦。
And disciples of Jesus are willing to give up their earthly lives.
第三点就是主的门徒愿意牺牲他们的生命。
I know many of you guys know what the benefits of following Jesus is.
我相信大家都清楚跟随主耶稣基督的祝福在哪里。
You get to be forgiven of your sins.
我们的罪被赦免。
You get to have a right relationship with God.
我们跟上帝有一个和好如初的关系。
You'll get to go to heaven.
天堂的门为我们打开。
But do you know what the costs are?
但是你知道作主门徒的代价吗？
Some of the costs are that you might get rejected by your family.
那个代价就是说，可能你的家人不喜欢你。
The costs are that you might have to suffer and be humiliated for your faith.
个代价也是因为你信耶稣，人家就看你不起。
And the final one, I hope this doesn't happen, but there will be some who will have to die for their faith.
最后一样就是说，我们可能为着主耶稣基督的缘故，我们要付上生命。
Is it too expensive?
这个代价是不是很昂贵？
Usually, if I have to pay too much for my food, then I don't buy it.
如果有阵时我觉得食嘢食得好贵嘅话，我宁愿唔食啦。
Is this too expensive? Is it too much?
系咪对你嚟讲太多咧？
Because I've had to think about every single one of those points and decide what am I going to do if this happens.
我都有谂过嘅，如果呢啲事情发生嘅时候，我点样去计算咧？
And I've already decided for myself that I'm going all the way.
但我已经决定，当这样发生的时候，我是忠心的跟随。
You may look at the cost of being Jesus' disciple, and you may think that Jesus is asking for too much.
或者我们当去想的时候，作主门徒的代价究竟是多少呢？可能我们都要想一想。
Jesus is asking me to give up my entire life.
耶稣跟我们说，我们为他要付上生命。
But I want to encourage you, Jesus isn't asking you to do something that he didn't already do.
耶稣跟我们讲的要求不是有一些事他没有做过。
Jesus was willing to give up his earthly relationships, even his relationship with his mother and his brothers.
当耶稣在世传福音的时候，他同样将他跟上帝的关系是为首要的。
Jesus was willing to suffer and be humiliated.
耶稣基督也为作福音的缘故，他被羞辱，被凌辱。
He was willing to lose his reputation and bear the disgrace of our sin.
他也愿意放低他神儿子的身份，为着我们背上一个被践踏的罪名。
And Jesus was willing to die.
耶稣基督甚至乎愿意为我们每一个罪人死。
Jesus isn't asking us to do something he didn't already do.
耶稣给我们的要求不是他从来都没做过的。
Jesus gave everything to us and even more.
耶稣将所有他的所有都给了我们。
So we give him everything as his disciples.
所以我们作为主的门徒，我们同样都可以将所有的完全的奉献给耶稣基督。
It's all of us for all of him.
是我们的所有回报上帝他给我们的所有。
It's the cost and the benefit.
这个就是代价和那个祝福。
This last verse is from Luke 14:33. It says, So therefore, any of you who does not renounce all that he has...cannot be my disciple.
在第14章第33節路加福音这样说，这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能作我的门徒。
And if I can pray for all of you, I would love to.
如果可以为大家祈祷的，我是非常的甘心乐意。
Father, I thank you for Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross for our sins.
亲爱主耶稣基督，我们多谢你，你为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
Jesus, we thank you that we have a right relationship with your Father.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你死在十字架上，我们从此和上帝就有一个更新的关系。
Jesus, we thank you that we have a way to heaven.
主啊，我们感谢你，你为我们打开了天国的道路。
But all of these benefits are only there if we're willing to pay the cost.
当我们愿意跟随上帝的时候，我们就看到无限的祝福。
And the cost is to love you more than any other thing on this earth.
我们也都看到我们同样付上代价，就是我们爱主比地上一切的更多。
The cost is our willingness to suffer even for you.
我们也都愿意为着主耶稣来到去受苦。
And we should be willing to die for you as well as your disciples.
我们作为主的门徒，也甘心愿意为主付上生命。
Father, I pray also for any family members or any people with family members who are unbelievers.
主啊，我们在这里同样为到我们的家人祷告，特别是我们那些还未相信耶稣的家人。
I pray, God, that you would soften their hearts.
主啊，我求你，你软化他们的心怀。
And that you would transform their lives into being followers of you also.
主啊，改变他们的生命，让他们也能够来跟随耶稣。
Whether it's children or spouses or parents, I pray that for all of them.
为到父母，为到我们的伴侣，为到我们家的小朋友，假如他们都未认识耶稣的话，主啊，我愿意为他们来到祈祷。
And I pray also that you would give us grace to be able to suffer for your name.
主啊，我祈祷你给我们力量，以致我们能够为你受苦。
That whenWe're asked about our faith that we would not be scared or fearful.
上帝，我求你赐俾我哋刚强嘅心，叫我哋面对压迫嘅时候，我哋不惧怕。
But that we would be bold in our following of you, in our proclamation of you.
但主啊，我哋能够勇敢，我哋能够宣告主耶稣基督嘅名。
That we would not be ashamed of being associated with you.
我哋亦都唔会觉得羞耻，系因为我哋知道主你系我哋嘅主。
Thank you, Father, for giving us this grace. I pray that you would help us to pay this cost so that we can have the benefit.
主啊，我们感谢你，你已经为我们付上一切的代价，好叫我们能够得着无限的祝福。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.